Blog Talk Radio.
If you sleep every day on the week, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. If you will preach it, if you will teach it, if you will tell it every day on the way, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. If you will preach it, if you will teach it, if you will tell it every day on the way, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. If you will preach it, if you will teach it, if you will tell it every day on the way, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. If you will preach it, if you will teach it, if you will tell it every day on the way, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. If you will preach it, if you will teach it, if you will tell it every day on the way, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. If you will preach it, if you will teach it, if you will tell it every day on the way, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. If you will preach it, if you will teach it, if you will tell it every day on the way, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. If you will preach it, if you will teach it, if you will tell it every day on the way, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. If you will preach it, if you will teach it, if you will tell it every day on the way, there are some people ready to hear you. You will be rewarded someday. Go and tell them, go and tell them, Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them, go and tell them, he is coming back again. Go and tell them, go and tell them, Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them, go and tell them, he is coming back again. Go and tell them, go and tell them, Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them, go and tell them, he is coming back again. Go and tell them, go and tell them, Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them, go and tell them, he is coming back again. Go and tell them, go and tell them, Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them, go and tell them, he's coming back again. Go and tell them, go and tell them, Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them, go and tell them, he's coming back again. Go and tell them, go and tell them, Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them, go and tell them, he's coming back again. Go and tell them, go and tell them, Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them, go and tell them, he's coming back again. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. Archbishop Stephen John Buco coming our way with God's living word. And today we have other men and women of God joining us And we're going to be sharing on the topic, the Great Commission, which is evangelism and mission. That is what Jesus spoke that we should do. Spoke to the disciples. We are the disciples of Jesus today. And we need to do what Jesus wants us to do. Right now, that is what God wants us to do. Heavenly Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit will take control, that you bless this meeting today, bless this broadcast today, bless everyone who will be listening from wherever. Lord God, reach out to them by your Spirit. Let those be saved, let there be healing, let there be deliverance, let there be blessings upon everyone that will receive this message today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic is the Great Commission, which is evangelism and mission. This is the commandment of Jesus Christ before he ascended. Before he ascended on Mount Holy, he made his last statement, "Go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." And then he also repeated it again in Mark 15, verse 15 to the end, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That is the message, that is the mandate, that is the commission for us to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ, especially when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are to testify of his goodness and share this message of salvation to others. You are not supposed to hold it. You are not supposed to keep it away. You are not supposed to be selfish with it. You are supposed to share what you have received. And for you to share, you need to be born again. You need to know the truth. You need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You cannot present a Jesus that you didn't know. So it is good you study the Word of God and have a personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ of you being born again, both of water and of the Holy Spirit. And so you become an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. You represent Jesus right here on earth. So you can speak the Word of God. You can preach to others about Jesus. Your life, you will bring glory to God. Your life should magnetize people. Your life should draw people to the kingdom of God. If Christ be lifted up, he shall draw all men unto himself. Apostle Paul said, we preach Christ and him crucified. We preach Christ and him crucified. We are not going to preach something else. We're not going to preach, you know, ourselves, you know, preach our church, preach our denomination, preach, you know, politics and preach other things. We preach Christ and him crucified. You know, that is the message of God. And of course, the command is so great. Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all the world before the end will come. Jesus is not just going to come. The gospel of the kingdom must be preached to the whole world. Right now, the whole world has not been evangelized. You know, we have over 8 billion people in this world today, and half of that has not been evangelized. Half of that figure have not been evangelized. I'm having to have Jesus Christ's name for once. You know, this is not encouraging. There's so much to do in the area of evangelism and mission. That's why this program is coming on air today, to encourage believers and Christians and people and servants of God all over the world to embark on evangelism and mission, because the emphasis right now is changing, shifting. People are more concerned about making a church, building a church, a church program, church activity, church, you know, everything now is about church and building a church. How about winning the souls that we worship in the church? Church halls be empty. The ministry of the evangelist is for every believer, because Jesus commanded that we should go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Not necessarily that you must travel around. Right there where you are, your neighborhood, the school where you are, the place where you work, your business premises, at the gas station, at the street corner, those villages, those places, the unreached people, you need to reach out to them with the word of God. You don't have to let sinners go to hell. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 3, talks about, I don't want the blood of sinners to be in my hands. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 to 19. If you don't want them of their evil and they continue, then God will require their blood from your hands. But if you want them of their evil and they repent, then you have the blessing of God. This is very important. He that winneth soul is wise. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. He that winneth soul is wise. You that winneth soul, when we win souls, we are gaining the wisdom of God. Soul winning is a prerequisite for the Christian because it's a command from the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ye and preach the gospel. I remember this man of God, he also had J. Smith. He said, you have no right to hear the gospel two times. Oh, yes. You're not going to be oversaturated with the hearing of the gospel while others don't even haven't heard it once. You know, what you got from the Lord, you got to share with others to give it out, to share it, to spread the word and let the word of God reach out to the people. You become a messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ. You become an ambassador. We are ambassadors of Christ. We represent Christ right here on earth. God is not going to come down from heaven and evangelize the world. God is not going to send angels to evangelize the world. You who have received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are the one to go out and preach the gospel to every Christian. A lot of people want to preach in the church. That's okay. I preach in the church too, but the command is to reach out to the masses, reach out to the people, to win souls for the Lord. It is a command from the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is repeated in the scriptures over and over and over again. In Mark chapter 13, verse 10, that Mark's Gospel chapter 13, verse 10, he said, this gospel of the kingdom must be published to all the world before the end will come. Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 10. The gospel of the kingdom must be published. Have you published the gospel to pronounce the gospel, to announce the gospel, to evangelize me, to preach the word of God, to present Jesus Christ to the needy, to those who have not heard of him, to testify of the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ so that others will receive him into their lives and be saved and be born again. It is a great privilege to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ to represent him right here on earth. We need to be proud of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, those who will be ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of them. Some people are so shy. They don't want to talk about Jesus. They are so scared. You need to do the master's work. Yes. Do the work of an evangelist. The scripture made it clear. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 says, do the work of an evangelist. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. Even though the apostle Paul was writing to his son in the Lord, Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. This message is for us today. You hearing this word of God, God is speaking to you, do the work of an evangelist. It was the last command Jesus gave. And it is very important, the last words of a man. Very important. The last words, the final word. In the military, they say, obey the last command. Yeah. In the military, you say, obey the last command. the final words of a person are very, very important. And this is what Jesus was talking about. Do the work of an evangelist, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. Who is an evangelist? An evangelist is one who propagates the gospel of the kingdom of God. An evangelist is one who advertises, who publicizes, who proclaims, who announces Jesus Christ to the people so that they will know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If we don't present the truth to the world, then the devil is going to present a lie. The Jehovah Witness people, they are the ones now going from door to door, witnessing door to door. We Christians are the ones who should do that. Matthew, the Gospel, chapter 10, Matthew chapter 10, from verse 1 to 15, you see Jesus teaching his disciples how to evangelize, go around two by two, and tell them about the kingdom of God, preach to them, let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 to 15, Jesus defined personal evangelism in that chapter. There's personal evangelism of door-to-door, personal contact, meeting people, talking to people, talking with people on a personal level. This is very important. And we Christians today are the ones who are supposed to be doing that. Instead, it is the other religion that don't really have life. They are the ones now using the methods we are supposed to be using. You know, speaking to people on a one-on-one basis is very effective. You are making contact, and you are reaching out on a personal level. We bring the gospel down to the fellow you are talking about, you know, personal evangelism. And then, of course, there is the mass evangelism where you proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to people. And, of course, Jesus did this in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 7. Jesus sat on the mountain, and from there he was able to proclaim the gospel to thousands of people who listened and learned from him. They had the word of God, and the word of God meant so much to them. From there, several of them got saved and received their healings and their deliverances. There's the mass evangelism, the crusading, the revival meetings, the evangelistic meetings, the conferences and seminars. Those are also evangelistic meetings where people come and hear the word of God for sinners to repent and give their life to Christ. Most importantly is the outreach, out where the sinners are. Thank God for men of God like Reverend Dr. T.L. Osborne of blessed memory is going to be with the Lord now, people like Rehan Bonke. People like Maurice Cerullo, these are Billy Graham. These are people who believe in evangelism and they practice it. You could see it in their ministries, reaching out to the masses, reaching out to the people right where they are. There's so much about church right now, building of churches and buildings and buildings. Yes, that is okay. The truth is that we are not going to go to heaven with all these buildings. All these church buildings are not going to heaven. No, not at all. Of course, in heaven, there are no church buildings there. There are no church buildings in heaven. You know, what you are going to take along to heaven are the souls that God saved through your ministry, through your preaching of the word. That is what God is going to require of you. How many souls did you win for the kingdom? What did you do with the talent God gave to you? Where are the souls you won? How many souls did you win? How did you support evangelism? How did you pray for evangelism? How did you win souls to the kingdom? That's what question you're going to be answering when you get to heaven. No one is going to ask you how many churches you build, how many houses you own, how many aeroplanes you got, and how many people you have, and how much you have in your bank account and how many buildings you have for yourself, and it's not going to ask you those things. What is going to be necessary is the souls you have won for the kingdom. Only what you have done for God shall remain. All these church buildings and cathedrals and buildings and building programs and buildings and all that stuff, they are all good. They are all good. But the ultimate is the soul winning. Because Jesus is not going to come and rapture the church until we have won the whole world. We have evangelized the whole world. The other day, somebody came and said, I'm praying Jesus to come and rapture the church. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to be here on earth. I want to go to heaven. I'm praying Jesus Christ to come and rapture the church. I want to go over here. So I laughed and I said, why are you thinking of going to heaven when we haven't evangelized the world? Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all nations, to everyone on earth, before he will come and rapture the church, rapture his people and take for home. Where are you hurrying to? The people want to run away. They got salvation, so they don't care about others. It doesn't matter who is going to hell. This is not fair. We need to be concerned about the kingdom, about winning of souls to the kingdom of God. The day that we turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. They that we turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars. When you turn people to righteousness, you will be shining. Oh, yes, you will be shining. There's a reward for soul winning. There's a reward. There's a crown of righteousness. There's a crown of soul winning. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. There is a crown of soul winning. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. The Apostle Paul, he said, I have run the race. I have finished my course. I have fought a good fight. There's laid up for me the crown of righteousness. There's a crown of soul winning. There's a crown, a martyr's crown. There's a crown of life. Various crowns have been distributed on the last day. And whose name was not found in the book of life was cast on the lake of fire. What crown are you expecting when you haven't won a soul? The Apostle Paul was bold enough to say in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, the Apostle Paul was able to say, I have run the race, I have fought the fight, I have finished my course. He has laid up for me the crown of righteousness. There is a crown of righteousness. There is a crown of soul winning. There is a crown for doing the work of God, being faithful, being a mother, suffering for the kingdom. There are crowns of glory. What is going to be your reward when you leave this earth? Will you be told, well, there is the kingdom of God. It's open for you. You can come in and dwell in here. Will you be told that? You know, because some people we told, I know you not. Jesus was mentioning all this in Matthew chapter 24. Some people will be told, get out of my sight. I know you not. You workers of iniquity. Workers of iniquity. There are workers of iniquity. People who don't want to live holy life and righteous life, who don't want to do the will of God. They allow the devil to use them. They are vessels of destruction. You know, that's not your portion. That's not who you are. You are a bastard of Christ. You are a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil is not going to have you. Jesus is going to have you. The Holy Spirit will possess you and use you in the name of Jesus. You will be a vessel in the hand of God. God will use you to bring souls into the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit will speak through you. And that is why Pentecost had to come. There was Pentecost in Acts of Apostles chapter 2. In Acts of Apostles chapter 2, Pentecost came. Because was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was poured on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And the early believers, 120 of them, were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and they were ready now to preach the gospel. And that's what you need today, the power of the Holy Spirit. Have you received the power if you believe? Have you received the power if you believe? Have you received the power if you believe? Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, since you believe. Have you received the power since you believe? Have you received the power since you believe? Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, since you believe. The Holy Ghost power is what you need to be able to preach the gospel effectively. That's what you need. Peter, who used to be shy, who denied Jesus Christ 3 times. After the Holy Ghost power has filled him, he was able to proclaim Jesus boldly in Acts of Apostles, chapter 1,000 souls God's way. Can you imagine? You know, the man who denied Jesus Christ, Peter, the Apostle Peter, after he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, he was able to preach the gospel with boldness to the point where 3,000 souls got saved by only one sermon. You see, the power of the Holy Spirit, because he was preaching under the unction, under the anointing, the power of God was flowing through him. And souls, God saved 3,000 souls, gave their life to Jesus Christ, and God born again and saved and baptized the Holy Spirit with the evidences of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. You know, that's what it should be. Yeah, today I pray for you hearing this message from wherever you are listening, in any part of the world where you are hearing this word of God today. May the Holy Spirit baptize you. The Holy Spirit fill you to overflowing. May you become a vessel of honor, a vessel in the hands of God. May you be the light of the world. Jesus is the light. Receive the light of Jesus, the light of the gospel. Receive it right now so that you can begin to shine and preach the word of God without any reservations. The word of God is what God wants you to preach. What have you done for Jesus? If Jesus went to the cross and suffered and died for you to be saved, Jesus paid for your sins, paid for you to have eternal life. If Jesus did all this for you, what have you done for Jesus? What souls have you won for the kingdom? This is very serious. You need to think about it. Jesus Christ did everything to save you, and you haven't done anything to save another soul. You haven't win a soul to the Lord. You haven't win one soul to Christ. Oh, this is very serious. You need to think about this. Oh, yes, you need to think about this. He that winneth soul is wise. There's the reward of soul winning. The reward of soul winning, the tools of evangelism. There are tools of evangelism. What tool do we have today? Apart from the Holy Spirit, we are most privileged today in the days of the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul had to travel every nation, every place, to Philippi, to Corinth, to Rome, Thessalonica. He had to travel everywhere because at that time, they don't have what we have now. Today, we have the radio, we have the TV, we have the telephone, we have the airplanes, we have internet, we have literature, books, and everything is at our disposal. And so we need to use all these things for the propagation of the gospel. Above all, we have more resources in this end time to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world. What are you doing? There is a telephone with you. You got to call somebody and tell the person about Jesus. There is internet with you. You got to preach the gospel on your internet and let people know Jesus. You know, and all these plenty privileges we have, we need to utilize all these resources for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, because time is short and only what you've done for God shall remain. Time is short. When the rapture takes place and the dead in Christ shall arise first, and then we who are alive shall be caught up with him in the air to be with him in the kingdom, and every other people are left behind because you didn't tell them about Jesus Christ, and because you didn't tell them about Jesus Christ, they didn't get saved, they didn't get born again. Now, if you didn't go, what are you doing to support the gospel? This is very important. Because there are two aspects of it. There are those who went, and there are those who supported the gospel. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 24, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 24, it says, they shall part alike. Those who went to the field, and those who stayed at home, they shall part alike. Those who stay at home, they are doing something. They are praying for those who have gone. You know, you are supporting with your moral support, your financial support. Your prayers are all needed for those who are going on missions, on evangelism trips. They shall part alike. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 24. That means when the reward comes, that reward goes to everyone who participated in one way or the other. You participated with prayers, you participated in supporting financially, you participated with your moral support, all these things, they count. And you are also doing the work when you support the gospel, the preaching of the gospel with your finances, with your prayer, with your moral support, everything you can do, do, because it is all the same work of God we are doing. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 24. They shall part alike. They shall get the same blessing. It doesn't matter who went and who did not go. But what are you doing to support missions? That is the next question. What are you doing to support missionaries, evangelists who are traveling and preaching and going to places? You may not be able to travel around the world. You may not be able to travel around every time, but there are things you must do to keep the gospel going with your prayers, with your financial support, with your moral support. That keeps the gospel going from one nation to the other, and the reward also comes to you. If you look at Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 17, Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 17. It says, how shall they hear if no one went there? How shall they be sent if no one sent them? Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 17. Who will go for me? Isaiah chapter 6. Who will go? Who shall I send? Who will go? That was the question in Isaiah chapter 6. And if you look at Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 17, it's almost the same thing. How can they go if God didn't send them? How can they go if they are not supported? How can they go if they are not called? One day Jesus said, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. The harvest is very, very ripe, and the laborers are very, very few. Then he said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send in more laborers. Now, Jesus made that statement in the scriptures. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send in more laborers. Even Jesus was praying the Lord of the harvest to send in more laborers into the harvest field for souls to be won to the kingdom of God. Pray the Lord to send more laborers into the harvest field. Today, we need to pray the Lord to send in more laborers into the harvest field. The harvest is ripe. Oh, there are souls and sinners waiting all over the world in the various nations of the earth. There are the hidden villages and hidden villagers and territories, unchurched people, on evangelized acres of the air, the 1040 window. The 1040 window, these are nations that are impenetrable nations nations, Hindus and Shintoists and various religions have tied them down. The Lord Jesus Christ wants these places to be reached. Oh, yes, and there are a lot of people out there that need to hear the gospel. Often those places don't have radio, some of them don't have TV, some of them don't have access roads and so on. Someone needs to go there. They pray the Lord of the harvest to send in more laborers, which means the harvest is already ripe. The harvest is already there. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send in more laborers. We need to pray the Lord of the harvest to send in more laborers into the harvest field, to send in more people. Now, 90% of the world's preaching is being preached to half of the world's population. Most of the time, the preaching is going to the same people, the same Western nations of America, Britain, Canada, Germany, Australia. You know, these are the places where the gospel is spreading like wildfire, you know, because the resources and the materials are there. But there are other places, hinterlands and inner territories, on unchurched areas, uncivilized people, unreached, unevangelized parts of the earth, where the gospel have not been preached properly. Some of them have heard it, some of them haven't heard it. So there is a need out there. There is a need out there. Are you praying the Lord of the harvest to send in more laborers? Because this is the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. And all you are doing is church. The churches are good, but you can't take church to heaven. Your church ends here on earth. There is no church in heaven. You are not going to carry church to heaven. You are not taking any church to heaven. You are not taking any church to anywhere. There is the testimony of John Wesley. He had an experience, and the Lord allowed him to come into the third heavens. The angel of God was conducting him around heaven, and he asked the angel, John Wesley asked the angel, "Who are these people here in heaven, praising and worshiping God and worshiping the Lord? Are they Baptists? Are they Catholics? Are they Anglicans? Are they Pentecostals? Are they Methodists?" Are they said, "No, these people worshiping God here, they are none of those things." So who are these people worshiping God here in heaven? The angel told John Wesley, he said, "These are the ones who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." In heaven, there are no churches. There are no church buildings. There are no cathedrals. There are no church buildings to be occupied. No, those things are not there. It is praising God and worshiping God 24/7. And that's not the place. You are not going to heaven with any church building. So that's not the issue right now. Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Go to the street corners, go to the motor park, go to anywhere, just anywhere, and just present Jesus Christ. Give out tracts, give out literature, evangelize, speak to somebody about Jesus, testify of his goodness. Oh, yes, go and tell them. Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them. He's coming back again. Go and tell them. Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them. He's coming back again. Go and tell them. Jesus died for sinful man. Go and tell them. He's coming back again. That is the gospel in a nutshell, John 3:16. John 3:15 is the gospel in a nutshell. Go ye and preach the gospel. Then in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That is the whole gospel in a nutshell, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and I to be saved, that as many as believe and receive him shall have eternal life. That is the gospel message in a nutshell. You want to ask me what you got to preach? No. You're not going to preach the whole Bible. The whole gospel is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God so loved the world that he gave. God so loved that he gave. God so loved that he gave. God loved you and God loved me so much that he gave the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us to be saved. What a mighty God is that. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. We are serving the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. We are serving the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God he is. Now I want to talk about the resources. Why evangelism tarries. Yes, I got it. The reason why evangelism is not moving today, we're going to talk about that right now. Number one reason is evangelism is not moving because of resources. Often the sponsorship of the gospel is not as it's supposed to be. There's a lot of limitation between the gospel, but God provides, though. God provides. And this is the reason why we must all submit to the supporting of the gospel so that we can reach more nations and reach more people. Have more airtime, have more radio, have more TV stations, more channels, and send more evangelists, more preachers to reach out to the ends of the earth. The resources have to be there. The equipment, everything we need to use to push this gospel across to the nations has to be made available. And of course, God is a great provider, but he's going to use you. God is not going to throw money from heaven. God is not a counterfeiter. God is not going to counterfeit. No. It's not like that. A counterfeiter is somebody who prints currency that are not in the system. God is not a counterfeiter. God is going to use you to support the propagation of the gospel for souls to be won into the kingdom. Number two reason why the evangelism is slow, the manpower. The manpower, that is the people to do it, because the Lord Jesus said, pray the Lord to send in more laborers. The more laborers need to come in, more preachers, more evangelists, more pastors, more apostles, more missionaries, more Bible teachers. Everyone is going to be involved, including you listening to this message right now. God is calling you to go here into the whole world and preach the gospel to your neighbors, to your friends, to everyone around you. Preach the gospel at the school, preach the gospel at the working place, preach the gospel at the train station, the gas station, preach the gospel wherever you have the opportunity in the street corners. Yes, you got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ because this is the Great Commission. This is the great commission Jesus gave to all Christians today. Go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. You have no right to hear the gospel twice. You got to hear it and then go with it and then present it to the whole world. Yes, another reason why the gospel is not moving as fast enough is the dysfunctional homes. There's so much dysfunctional homes around the world, so much spirit of divorce and separation. You know, the homes are not functioning well. The people are not living right with God. There's so much immorality. You know, there's so much. Of course, Jesus referred to this world as an adulterous generation. The adulterous generation. So these are adulterous generation. You know, they're not functioning well. They are not doing the will of God. They're not doing what God wants them to do. And so there's so much incest. There's so much uncleanness. There's so much unrighteousness. There's so much greed and selfishness. There's so much falsehood and religiosity. People are just religious like Nicodemus. And their life does not present Christ. The life of the people is the very opposite of the Bible. So there's nothing to write home about. There's nothing to learn from them. You remember in Acts of Apostles, when the first Christians in Antioch, they so portrayed Jesus Christ in their lifestyle that the people of Antioch, in Acts of Apostles chapter 11, the people of Antioch, they looked at those Christians and said, these people are like Jesus Christ. They are Christ-like. They behave like Jesus. They talk like Jesus. They act like Jesus. The wearing quarreling, the wearing hating, the wearing despising, the wearing negative, the wearing gossiping, the wearing slandering, the wearing living in sin and immorality. You know, they saw Christ in them, the life of Jesus Christ. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 11, they saw Christ in the people of Christ who came to preach Christ. These people are Christians. These are the real Christians, the real people of God. You can see the life of Christ in them. See that these men have been with Jesus Christ. These men have been with Jesus Christ. From their lifestyle, you could tell, you know, that these are the examples. But when the lives of the people who say they are going to church today, their lives, you see them quarreling and fighting and shooting and killing, and there's no love in their life, is the opposite of the Bible. That's the devil. The devil have occupied people, and they are not portraying Christ. You don't see Christ in them. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. So much sexual perversion, sexual immorality, so much uncleanness, and so much compromise. And how do you expect people to see Christ in this type of atmosphere? We pray today that there will be an open heaven, that there will be a revival. The Holy Spirit will visit us in a mighty way. The Holy Spirit will come and change the situation. The Holy Spirit, like the day of Pentecost, like the days of Azusa Street, God send us another revival that will turn this world around for Jesus, so that people will know the truth and the truth shall set them free. Now we have more resources. There are so many people out there who are hungry, no one to feed them. Why not feed them and preach Christ to them? The other day we went to divide food for hungry people and clothes. And we went to help those in need. We went to minister to the oppressed. We gave them free food. We gave them free clothes. They were very happy to listen to us preaching. You know, that's what it is. The literature, give them literature, books, and Bibles. Then you have opened them up to listen to the gospel. Of course, Jesus fed 4,000 and then fed another 5,000. Oh, yeah, the preaching of the gospel, it has a lot of risk. But God is a great provider. We look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus fed 4,000 and then fed another 5,000. And then the Bible says they followed him. They followed him because he had the answer to their problem. And that is what the church of God should be doing today. Take care of the needy, to take care of the oppressed, feeding the hungry, clothing them. That way you are attracting them to the kingdom. They are feeling the love of God. And you're just behaving like Jesus Christ when you begin to feed the hungry souls and you tell them the word of God. They are open to receive. When you do that, they are open to receive the word of God into their lives. Yes, Jesus is calling us today. Are you ready? Jesus is calling you to be an evangelist. An evangelist, you don't have to go to theological seminary for 1 year, 10 years, 20 years before you preach. Some people think that they have to have PhD in philosophy, PhD. In evangelism, PhD in a Bible, PhD before they preach the gospel. No, right now, you can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ anywhere, anytime. Jesus is calling you to give your life to him so that he can use you. Don't allow the devil to use you. The devil likes to use people and destroy their lives. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Let him use you to his own glory, to preach the gospel to every creature. When he uses you, he blesses you, he rewards you. There is a reward of soul winning. There is a reward for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to key into this evangelism. Evangelism, people get on phone and start gossiping and slandering. No, that's not for you. Jesus wants you to go ye and preach the gospel to every creature.
Your call has been forwarded into an automated voice messaging system.
Your work is the work of an evangelist. That's the work the Lord has given to us to do right here on earth. We need to go out there and preach Christ to the whole world. The world is hungry. It's hungry for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today you got to make a decision to work for the Lord. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Jesus is coming again. He's not going to ask you how much you have worked, how much you have kept to yourself. He's not going to ask you, what have you? It is the souls you have won for the kingdom that is going to matter. Have you made your mind to write down that heaven will come into your life, the Holy Spirit will come into your heart for God to use you, make you a vessel of honor in his hands, a vessel that God will use, a vessel, an instrument that God will use in the name of Jesus. Many of you have heard this message. God is speaking to you right now by the power of the Holy Spirit to begin to embark on evangelism and begin to do the work of an evangelist. That is the call God has given to every believer, every Christian. To go ye into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the great commission that needs to be fulfilled by every believer. Some people say the pastor is there, let him preach. No, the pastor is already preaching, but you, the believer, you, the Christian, you who have known Christ, you are the one God wants to use today. You are the one to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Holy Spirit will convince you. The Holy Spirit will minister to you. The Holy Spirit will call you The Holy Spirit will speak to your heart to join forces for the evangelism we're talking about. You may not need to have to travel. You can even preach right where you are, your neighbors, your friends, and everyone around you in the street corners. Wherever you go, present Christ to the whole world. Apostle Paul said, we preach Christ and Him crucified. That is the message to the whole world today. God bless you in the name of Jesus, and may you continue to do the work of an evangelist in the name of Jesus. If you have any questions or any thing you didn't understand, you can call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899, or you can call 202.
There, Cora?
Yes. You can dial.
Hi, how are you? No, I have a 7 o'clock.
Oh. Yes, so we're going to be ready to answer your calls. We have called 202. 460-7110, 202-460-7110, and then you can email us at hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com, hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. God bless you. Thank you for listening. I want you to forward this message, forward this link, forward this teaching to all your friends and everyone you know all over the world. Let them know that evangelism is our supreme task, and that is the commission Jesus gave to us today. Forward it to your friends, everyone you know, email it, and text it to them. Let them discover the truth, that the truth shall set you free. Yes, Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you, and we say God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name. Jesus is the Son of God.